What do you think is the link between these so-called character lessons and a truly more evolved ethical structure in our society?
Well, every interaction with another human being gives us an opportunity to reflect our values and what's important. And a person who is of good character and believes in ethics is going to use that interaction as an opportunity to demonstrate integrity and compassion and respect and the like. I have to say that I think we need to be careful when we talk about respect and fairness about over-characterizing either the educational community, the youth sports community, or even Little League by the worst actors in their field. As you said, there's jerks everywhere. And the law of big numbers says if you've got thousands of people doing something, a couple of them are going to be paranoids and psychopaths. And so a lot of these horror stories are truly horrible, and they underline our concern. But they shouldn't minimize the fact that there are millions of kids and thousands of coaches who are doing it right. I think more should do it right. I love Jim Thompson's program. I think it's an absolutely fantastic one. I think our program, Pursuing Victory with Honor, and we train referees. All the sports officials in Arizona, for instance, have to wear a patch now, Pursuing Victory with Honor. They just made the same decision in New Mexico. We need to spend more energy on the solutions than the lamentation. Because, yes, we can lament about these individual situations, but there are things individual parents can do. There are things individual schools can do to bring in a Jim Thompson or a Character Counts program, and those options are available like never before. And by the way, the organizations are working together. I'm not sure where you got the impression that they're not, but at least in the youth sports community, we put together a thing called Gold Medal Standards for Youth Sports, and it was a three-day conclave to result in that, and the representatives of virtually every major youth organization, sports organization, was there, working together and agreeing on a common theme. The problem is implementation, and we can't oversimplify it. Good intentions are not enough, and we've got to find better and better ways to roll this down so that the great rhetoric is actually translated to practice.